Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to Inside Austin. I'm your host, Casey Johns. Joining me in the studio today, Mike Trevino, the Special Events Coordinator with AIDS Services of Austin. Mike, welcome to Inside Austin.
Oh, Casey, thanks for having me today. It's a gorgeous day, not too sunny, but I really am excited to just get into it and talk about Thursday coming up.
Thursday this week, we're talking about the 27th annual Dining Out for Life event, May 23rd. It's sponsored by Subaru, and of course, it benefits AIDS Services of Austin. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes. So Dining Out for Life has been around for, this is our 27th year of doing this. So it is a day of giving where restaurants come on board and they give either a percentage or a flat donation of their proceeds to AIDS Services of Austin. We also want to thank UT Diversity Program that is also a sponsor. They are fantastic and have really been key to helping us get this thing set off.
And of course, obviously, we're focused here on Austin, but this is a nationwide thing too. 3,000 restaurants across the country in more than 60 cities.
That is right. So this is U.S. and Canada all participate. So this international event happens everywhere, and ours happens to be Thursday, May 23rd, and we have about 75 local restaurants that are looking to help us raise money for those in need of life-affirming care. So if you're a restaurant and are interested, you can get in touch with me, visit asa.org, and that will lead you to the website where you can get in touch and come on board.
And of course, that full list of restaurants that are already signed up to participate, you can find that online at dineoutatx.org. It's a who's who of Austin. I mean, you got Amy's Ice Creams, Galaxy Cafe, Guero's Taco Bar, Via 313, one of my favorites.
Love them.
Hoover's Cooking, Mottie's, a whole lot more. Again, that complete list, they're online for you, dineoutatx.org. If you're not, don't have dinner plans already, it's a great cause. Thursday, May 23rd. Make sure you get out, visit one of these restaurants, dine out. You got to eat anyway.
Yes.
Might as well do it for a great cause.
Yeah, you dine out actually that night for two, you know, and just like all of us love to eat, you know, on Thursday, I want to ask yourself, what's for dinner?
Let's talk about 2018. Obviously, this has been going on for 27 years. How much did you raise? And of course, the important thing to emphasize is the money that you do raise stays here locally, right?
Yes, we raised over $30,000 last year. And the goal is to exceed that amount with the new restaurants who've come on board. And so each year we're looking to grow this campaign and really get, you know, Austin is part of the Fast Track Initiative, which means we are looking to end HIV by 2030. So this actual event helps with that kind of care. We provide medical assistance, housing. We have a food bank, health promotions. And that's an ongoing system that AIDS Services of Boston has been doing for years. And we want this event to help support those people.
And I was looking through some of the press materials that we got with the event. It's obviously an important need because I'm looking at the stat here, every 35 hours, someone in Travis County is diagnosed with HIV. That's incredible.
It is a unique thing. And here's the more important thing is now we are at a stage with this where it can all be maintained. So there's some new language coming out, U equals U. It's not like I'm me, but it's more of undetectable and untransmittable. And that is something that we're very proud of. And we think that we will get there by 2030, but we need the community to come behind us, give us support, and offer the people like Aid Services of Austin and our other organizations here in Austin to provide that care for those people.
Talk about where some of the funds that are raised through events like Dining Out for Life. Talk about where some of that money is spent locally, what that goes towards.
Yes. So here's a great example of that. So if $100 is donated, that $100 will go to 6 clients and provide them food at our food bank for 2 weeks. So I think we can do this. I think Austin is such a great city, and we just look forward to, you know, raising the bar for Dining Out for Life and showing our Dining Out International community that Austin is doing their part.
We're visiting with Mike Trevino, the special events coordinator for AIDS Services of Austin. Coming up later this week on Thursday, it's Dining Out for Life, the 27th annual event. Your chance to go out. You got to eat anyway. Might as well go out. There's restaurants all across Austin that are participating in this and donating a portion of their proceeds to benefit AIDS Services of Austin and the great services that they offer to the community. You can find details on those restaurants that are participating at dineoutatx.org. And Mike, there's also volunteer opportunities if someone wants to help AIDS Services of Austin or help with this event Thursday night.
Yes.
Talk about that a little
Casey,
bit.
Thanks so much. So we provide ambassadors to go to the restaurants, and it's a very easy task where you just go and invite some friends and say, hey, come meet me out at Griselda's and let's dine out. The ambassador will help with doing some additional donations that we've been able to come up with this year involving QR codes that instantly go to a page where you can just donate, and all those donations go back to Aid Services of Austin. If you want to be an ambassador, please get in touch with me. Visit our website, asa.org, and we can get you signed up for an ambassador. We have about over 75 restaurants, so we would love to have an ambassador at each one. And if you're going to be there, please look me up.
And you said 75 restaurants. There's room for more, too. If you're hearing this, you own a restaurant, you want to participate, get in touch with Mike, and again, dineoutatx.org. All the details are there. It's all spelled out for you real easy.
That is right. This is a great day of giving on Thursday. And what are you going to do for dinner?
There you go.
So if you're interested in becoming an ambassador, we're going to provide a training. Our last one will be on Tuesday from 6 to 7:30 at our Cameron location. It will be a quick, easy meeting, just get you familiar with what's going on for Dining Out. And again, if you are looking to hit any of those 75 restaurants, talk to me and become an ambassador.
AIDS Services of Austin, it's Dining Out for Life, May 23rd, the 27th annual. Details online for you at dineoutatx.org. 75 restaurants and counting, more to be added. A great volunteer opportunity, a great opportunity to contribute to the great work that Aid Services of Austin does as well. Mike, anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, remember, we are dining out to end HIV. And because of our Fast Track initiative, I think, Austin, with your support, we can, by 2030, have an HIV-free generation.
That is the goal. Dining Out for Life, May 23rd. Get out. You got to eat anyway. Details online for you at dineoutatx.org. Do it for a good cause. Mike, thanks so much for stopping by Inside Austin.
All right, Casey. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Inside Austin. We're back with more after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.